Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the HDC board meeting of Monday, August 19th, 2024. At this time, I am happy to call the meeting to order and to note the presence of a quorum. So let the minutes reflect that we have a quorum, and thank you to the members who are here in person for this midsummer August meeting. We will start with approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on June 4th, 2024. I will now entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Hello.
Thank you, Denise. Second. Thank you, Preston. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Now we move to the president's report. Mr. Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'd like to start by expressing my gratitude as well to the HDC board members for joining us today. Although it hasn't been long since our last meeting or so far from our next one next month, it's great to see you all again for being here. As you know, convening the HDC board in August for a single item is an unusual, even a unique occurrence. We don't anticipate this becoming a pattern as we are working to improve and coordinate with our partners at NYCHA, the growing public housing preservation pipeline, and to ensure a more predictable schedule. That said, today's presentation regarding the financing of Frederick Samuel Apartments led by Senior Vice President Brian Che is of utmost importance. As always, HDC is committed to responding effectively and efficiently to address the city's housing crisis and the urgent need for investment in our city's public housing stock. The flexibility and hard work of our team and partners has been vital in advancing this project for your consideration today. Today's meeting reflects our mutual dedication to the more than 1,200 New Yorkers residing at Fred Sam, honoring our promise to improve the living conditions and address repairs and overall quality of life for residents through the PACT or the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together program. But also, it's important to call out that this is a reflection of our commitment to partners in government, especially our colleagues at the Office of Management and Budget, who worked overtime to honor commitments to NYCHA residents as well. Out of respect for time and our short agenda today, I now turn it back to our board chair, Commissioner Carrion. Commissioner?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next item on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. I will now call on Brian Che for the next item.
Good morning, board members. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's housing impact bonds, 2024 Series GNH, and in a combined amount not expected to exceed $78,020,000, and that the members approve the origination of a permanent senior unenhanced non-accelerating or SUN loan in an amount not to exceed $26,005,000 to finance the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent financing of the NYCHA projects known as PAC Frederick Samuel Apartments, the project. The project is part of the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together, or PAC, strategy outlined in the 2018 NYCHA 2.0 plan, which describes how the city will reinvest and reposition public housing through Section 8 conversions. Subject to HUD and Freddie Mac approval, the housing impact bond proceeds are expected to fund two mortgage loans for the development. One loan representing 90% of the loan proceeds is expected to be secured by supplemental security in the form of a standby credit enhancement agreement issued by Freddie Mac. The remaining 10% of the loan proceeds is expected to be secured, a subordinate mortgage loan enhanced by the corporation's general obligation pledge. The mortgage loans are expected to each have 30-year terms with interest-only payments for 5 years, after which each loan will amortize over a 40-year amortization schedule with a balloon due at the end of the 30-year term. Interest on a portion of the bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as recycled tax-exempt private activity bonds. An additional portion of the bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The SUN loan will be senior unenhanced and non-accelerable with fixed principal and interest payments that are designed to mimic real estate taxes. The sum loan will have a 40-year term and will fully amortize after a 5-year interest-only period. The sum loan will not require external credit enhancement because of its high debt service coverage ratio and particularly low repayment risk. The proceeds of the mortgage loans and the sum loan will be used for the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent mortgage for the project. The proposed rehabilitation work is extensive and is expected to bring significant quality of life improvements to residents and promote energy efficiency. The project is expected to consist of 40 buildings, totaling 664 units located in the Central Harlem neighborhood of Manhattan. Project is expected to receive a subordinate loan made by the corporation using city capital granted by the City of New York, acting by and through HPD. More detail on the project, as well as bond underwriters' risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? There are no questions. Susanna will provide the authorizing resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the Housing Impact Bond Resolution, the issuance of bonds, the execution of the HDC funding agreement, the pledge to the Housing Impact Resolution of any mortgage loans or other assets of the corporation, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are asked to authorize the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed $7,810,000, plus any interest due on the HDC enhanced mortgage loan. The members are asked to authorize the use of unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution to finance the Sun loan in an amount not to exceed $26,005,000. And for the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. Thank you, Brian. I will now entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the Housing Impact Bonds 2024 Series G and 2024 Series H for the NYCHA Pact Frederick Samuel Apartments Development and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mark. And I mean, how do I have a motion? Mark, Mr. Jiha is a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition. At this time, I'd like to close the meeting of Finance Committee.
Comment or maybe yes. A question. It's not specific to Fred Samuel Houses, but in general, do we track or at least consult with NYCHA regarding contractors and this broadly contractor selection, but specifically I'm interested in minority contractor participation.
Mm.
So it may not be an answer you could provide today, but just curious as to what efforts are being made to broaden the.
I mean, from HPD's perspective, if I am assuming they have the same goals we have, which are pretty aggressive goals.
Okay.
And a monitor, a city hall monitor for MWB. Now we actually stood up an agency,
right. Yeah.
Or an office of the mayor, which meets regularly with very clear targets for procurement and also. On the development side. So I believe that NYCHA shares that same goal structure.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you want to say anything?
That's correct. And initially when the parties are selected and the partners that are selected are the development partners, and that includes the general contractor and the managing agent. So just the overall process does have a requirement for MWBs as well. And that is part of the award. And then for the construction, the same thing. There is a requirement, as the commissioner said, just across the board for MWBE participation.
And does NYCHA have to follow Section 3? Is that, does it all come under that? Or I see someone shaking their head in the back.
I think they do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost certain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just add one more thing to that. Just, we are working very hard here at HDC to stand up the strongest kind of asset management team that we've ever had, in part because it's a recognition that these are going to be regular refis and recapitalizations and need that kind of attention, which government really hasn't done previously. Mm-hmm. But as part of that, we are focused on paying attention to just about every cut of data that you could want at some point. So as we regularly go out to board members and kind of report on the status of the program, we can add that kind of information to reporting as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So at this time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Thank you, Preston.
Second.
Thank you, Denise. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Our last item, as usual, is other business. And is there other business that members would like to discuss at this time? Hearing no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Denise, Mark, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition to close this meeting, it is officially closed. Thank you all very much.